الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The most important thing to root to Shuluk, what quality one should have in him. A person is going to a Buzruk to stay in his company, spend time. What's the reason for him to spend the time? You have come here, you sat down, mashallah, what a sacrifice. You could have been in the wrong place, but you came in the right place, alhamdulillah, the masjid. You came for a purpose. The purpose is this much, is your islah. Each one must come with the intention to reform, to become a better person and become more closer to Allah Ta'ala. That must be the greatest thing, the intention must be that I must come more close and dear to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat Ji says that the first road to Suluk, the first thing one person has to do is to bring upon himself that he is nothing. That he is nothing. Which is called ijz. Humility to that level. That I am nothing. Now this merely just to say it in one's tongue is very easy. But you face with different situations, and at those occasions, when you use this term that I am nothing, it must be in you all the time. That I am. Then you do not look at your qualities that you have in him, whether you're a good, whether you got knowledge on you, or you're a very handsome person, or whatever strength you got in you. But now in your heart of heart, you got this one thing that I am nothing. To the level, to that extent. To prove that if someone have to tell you that you are nothing, it will not affect you. Because if it affects you, there's a defect in it. That means you're not true in what you're saying. So that is the first thing that Hazri says. That one has to work very hard toward this. It's something that you have to work and practice all the time. Until and unless you don't practice on it, it becomes very difficult for you, because when you begin to practice on this all the time, continuously, that I am nothing. You do not look at your knowledge too. You feel I am nothing. You look at everyone else you look at, you say they are better than me. Until unless you don't have that in you, that everyone else you look, they are better than me. You look at a drunkard, you think to yourself, he's not drinking, but he's got better qualities than me. Something must be good in him. You begin to think good of people, and you begin to think that you are really nothing. When you get that quality of that kind, then you must know that continuously doing that, that quality which you are not supposed to have in you will come out of you. Because remember, that quality is so dangerous. If that quality remains with you for one bit too, you can't go to Jannah. And that's pride. That is? The only thing that causing people today cause harm to everyone in any way is because of pride. Because of pride. Look, Shaitan, how much ibadat he made, there's no one made like him. But in the end of the day, he thought himself there's no one like him. When Allah Ta'ala said that the person will be punished, he said, it can never be me. Why? Because he was relying on his actions. Relying on his actions. Not relied on who allowed him to do those good deeds. Who allowed you to do a good deeds can take away that good deeds away too. But here the most important thing, as it says, insan has to work towards all continuously putting into his mind that I am nothing. I am nothing. By him doing that continuously, humility comes into himself. Humble. Then you know if someone has to sway you to, you feel nothing about it. One person told Hazrat, I want to see who's a buzruk. He said, go to a certain masjid, you find three people there. Give them one shot. Give them one shot. Went to the masjid. He gave one fellow a shot. That fellow also gave him a shot. He gave the second blow a shot. He just looked at him. When he gave the third person a shot, that person said, "Hey, sorry man, you must have got hurt in your hand. My Hazrat is giving us these incidents. But you and I were not the first one. The first one you and I will not do. You definitely give a shot, you give two shots. So we don't belong to the two shots. So when the person hit him and hit the same thing, Shazaw said inside him, in the Quran it is. If you hit someone, hit according to what he said. But if it is beyond us, we must not do that. The second one, he just looked at him. That is for us. But if you want to be one higher, you press his hand, "I'm so sorry you got hurt, man. I don't know what happened to you, but you must have been really hurt." One is Shariat, one is Tariqat. Shariat is that. Tariqat is the last one. When you got that in you, then anyone can do anything to you. It won't affect you. In return, you could good badla in the person. You give something to a person. When that kind quality can come to us, that's what I'm trying to say. Bring that quality of ijz, ajiz, "I'm hopeless, I'm helpless. I'm helpless." Was in the kitab, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali woke up. And he was trying to give a bayan, and he must know what kitab he did not read, or wrote. And then when he gave a bayan, he couldn't read, and he read the khutbah and nothing coming out. He said, "Let me give one more old khutbah to bayans." Nothing came. Then he came to realize how much he relied on Allah. So just imagine, he said that, "I look at my old bayan, everything, but nothing." In the end, he couldn't speak. He sat down. He said, "But a big crowd." He said, "Main maafi chahta hun, please forgive me." And that nikal. So what is the lesson is, keep yourself to the thing live of fana. Fana, you know fana? Fana means ajiz. I'm finished. There's no quality that I can talk about me to. There's no one worse than me. There must be no one worse than you. You read your namaz. You see, when we read namaz, we think we read namaz. "Allah, I want you to give me this and give me that. I'm fit to be given everything." That person who reads namaz and think, "I read namaz today, very nice," that's not a good namaz. But that person who read namaz was his best, "I did not read namaz, I'm supposed to read," that's namaz. That is namaz. Because you're not taking your namaz or your ibadah to be something that you can put forward to Allah Ta'ala. It's just merely to His mercy, to His grace, He'll accept it. So how much you must think to yourself, whatever I'm doing, I'm not doing how Allah Ta'ala wants me to do it. It's through His mercy. You know, and I cannot go to Jannah with all your actions. Allah said, "Do your actions." You do your actions, but through my mercy you go to Jannah. Through my mercy. So hear that when the quality will come into you, that you become that quality of ijz. To be humble, to be to that extent that I'm powerless, I'm worthless. And remember one thing, Mahazar said this too, to say I'm worthless is very easy. To say I'm worse than a dog is very easy. But take one small pup, dirty pup, and throw it to him, then you see how he feels, whether what he'll do. So this quality of nothing, then you see someone has to urine on you too, nothing happens to you. Because you're nothing. You don't affect you. If a small child comes and you won't do nothing, just clean up, smile and just clean up. Any kind of harm comes upon you in that condition, you don't take it seriously, think, "I deserve everything." One person wants to test one buzruk. "You heard this a buzruk, let me test him." He invited him home. He came there. Today I'll meet him in a certain mosque. He read namaz. After namaz, that man made him wait so long. So he went to the house and waited there. That man came about midnight to tell him, what you came here for? You invited him? He said, better go home. There's nothing for you here. He went away. Oh, come inside, come here. He called him again. He said, the food will come just now. He goes inside, no food, he must go. He went away. He called him 3-4 times like that. Then he told him, Hazrat, I want to see the quality that you have in you. I saw you got the quality of that tolerance. He said, I did nothing. What I did, the dog did. What I did, the dog does. You got a dog, you kick it, you go out, come back and come kick. That's how he did to me. So there's no kamal in me. See how they look at themselves. They don't look at themselves, they got kamal. We got no kamal within you, do something. So this is what we have to bring into us, that if someone small, you know, one of the easiest way to bring about humility is to make salam. Make salam to people who are younger than you. Small children, make salam to them. Because no one wants to make salam to a small person. No one will make salam to a poor person. Everyone will make salam to a big person, important person. Make salam to a small person, that will bring about humility in you. Humbleness. Because that's the quality that comes into you. Because you don't want to do it. I'm a rich man. How can I come in? That is why they say when you make a salam, Nabi Karim was told that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala made salam to Abu Bakr first. But now we see it's vice versa. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, no? It's vice versa. But he said, Abu Bakr, I hear that before you should make salam first to Ali. And how come now you did not make salam to him? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu whenever I make salam to Ali, give salam, I found that Rahmat Allah coming too much on me. So I wanted Ali to make salam to me before the Rahmat come more on him. Now just imagine to make salam is sunnat and to give jawab is faras. But why is it that sunnah became so high? Because to make salam is more difficult than. Because if someone will give salam to you, mashallah, you make salam to me, wa alaykum salam. But to make salam to someone else is most difficult. To show you that, look at the, mashallah, what is it? So if you want pride to go out of you, one of the easiest way to make salam. Because you don't want to make salam. You come out of the masjid, you see someone, make salam. With the intention of putting yourself right, that pride must go. That's one of the reasons. But end of the day, the most important thing is to have ease in you all the time. 24 hours you must be, it is that you are nothing, 24 hours. You can be at your work. Abdul Aziz, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh. He shouted for his servant. 3 times he didn't come. He said, I called you, you did not come. He said, I wanted to get angry. He never got angry. Now, why have we been told of this kind of incidents? To show that we bring those qualities into us, that no matter how big you are, in front of Allah Ta'ala, nothing. In front of Allah Ta'ala, nothing. You must become like this and you get the world, but you don't feel nothing about it. Feel that you are nothing in reality. You got all the knowledge in the world. But you feel you are nothing. If to that extent, when one person prays as Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Ya Allah, you stay with Gawa. I'm not happy with what he say. Because they have this in them all the time that I am nothing. The Hafiz cannot think very good of himself. I'm nothing to call. The Anim cannot do that. A professor in whatever field he's into is nothing. That quality must come into that tafweez. What is tafweez? Tafweez means to trust in Allah. And that is the rights of Allah. The rights of Allah is tafweez. That whatever you do it in a correct way. the correct way. The means must be correct. The means must be correct, not incorrect. But the trust must be in Allah. Do not have trust on the means. That means is there for you. Allah tell you the sahih, you know, correct means. But do not have trust in that. Do not have trust on your money. Do not have trust in Allah Ta'ala. That medication, you're taking the correct medication, everything you're taking, but your trust must be on Allah Ta'ala. The correct means is very important. That's tafweez. So ijz is one thing that you must always have in you. That you must be humble. Humble must be, you know, some people that talk softly. That's not humility. That's a tabiat that is. The tabiat that. When some people go naturally, they talk loudly. Humble in your heart. Humble? You look at a person, you know, you make salam to a person. Always looking down. But you have been tested all the time. You come to know when a person tells you something. When you drive in the car and a person swears you, that time you look down and continue like you did not see him too. My mother should tell us when you're going anywhere, if someone has to take you to task, you will think like a dog barking at you. Dog barking at you. And a dog barking at you, do you look at the dog? You carry on. So likewise, you have, we and I have to bring that quality. If someone swears you and one thing, it will not affect you. But you begin to think, I'm worse than that. I'm worse. Hazrat Mohammad Gungoi Rahmatullah. He's telling his mullahs, what do you think? What do you taking as? He says, Hazrat, you are so great. Khuda ki qasam mein khinzir se battar hu. Who's saying that? The person, you know, Allahu Akbar. When you should teach Bukhari Sharif, when he says, what must I tell you? What great person. The person that for one whole year he didn't, he was in India, and Nabi Karim himself in Madina Sharif. I did not do anything without the mashur of Nabi Karim for 1 year. Just imagine that kind of person who did not miss one sunnah of Nabi Karim. When he missed one takbir ula he missed. He was finished. He was so hurt between the jalsa, what so happened, and meeting people in the Asr Namaz, and he missed his takbir ula. And today we miss takbir ula every day. We miss takbir ula every day. You're talking of namaz, you miss takbir ula every day. No importance at all. Kuch bhi nahi. No effect. Why? Mr. We have something else, some necessary work took place. Something happened, there's something different. But no one is paying attention to just to that I must not miss takbir ula. I can meet, my meeting must carry on, but I'm not meeting. Yet, I know one day I told Hazrat Jijaja, you said this hadith. He said, yes, I said it. Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He came so sad to Nabi Karim, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr, what happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I lost so many sheep and so many camels and so many this, so many that, so many that. Listen to it carefully, because why did he tell it to us? Today, you know, your business is quiet a little bit, you leave the masjid too. He said, Abu Bakr, I thought something else. Ya Rasul, what it is? I thought you missed the takbir ula. Takbir ula. He said, with all the animals and slaves and whatever you lost, is nothing equivalent to one takbir ula. Now you can tell me, who is the one that's providing you? Who is the one that's giving everything? Who is the one that's giving everything? How do you go towards him? You must be very important that you must not miss one takbir ula too. Sidi Saqati Rahmatullah Ali, for 2 years he kept fast because he missed one takbir ula. 2 years, because they knew the value of it. We didn't. Khuda kare Allah ta'ala hame naseeb farmaye. We need that. So this is what is called that I'm worthless. And remember one thing, don't tell anyone you're worthless. Don't tell anyone worthless. One person told Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmat, Yalla, I'm worthless. He said he wants us to praise him. He wants us to praise him. You're worthless, keep to yourself. You'll come to know when you face with that situation how worthless you are. You don't have to tell anyone you're worthless. So how important is it? You know, this person, hey, mashallah, you know, no, I'm not like that. You know, that he wants me to say more to about it. Halanke buzugan deen, what they say, ya Allah, mujhe isay bana do. What they say? They say to the zuban, ya Allah, is mujhe bana do isay. Make me like that. But he knows himself who he is. He knows himself who he is. No one knows besides him. So if someone have to praise you and you haven't got that quality, oh Allah, make me like that. But don't get happy with his praise. We don't know why he's praising you, first of all. So age is something which is very, very important. And even more one thing, you know, when Pharaoh, when he, the magicians, when they went forward to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the time when the challenge took place, and the outcome was it that they realized that this is not jadu, but this is something else beyond, which is coming from Allah Ta'ala. And they immediately accept Islam. Musa al-Islam, Islam. When they accepted that, what do you think Fir'aun said? I'm going to behead you all. I'm going to hang you all. On that, my Hazrat is saying, look at these people, that one thing only, that by just saying that we brought Iman on Musa al-Islam, and then Fir'aun told that we're going to behead you and do that and that. He said, you can do whatever you want. We will stay steadfast. You say, he said, you can do whatever you want. But let's go further. What happened thereafter? Then began to cry to Allah Ta'ala, ya Allah, we're scared that Fir'aun is so oppressive, a very bad person, tyrant. It must not be that whatever musibah that we go through, we must not be able to, we don't tolerate it and we may leave this iman, oh Allah. That is called ijz. That is called ijz. That you're not relying on yourself, you're relying on Allah Ta'ala. That after they got, when they said no, they became kamil iman. Perfect iman. Just imagine they became perfect iman the moment they told Fir'aun, you can do whatever you want. We will still steadfast in iman. That iman is so strong, called perfect iman. Yet they did not rely on that iman. Oh Allah, if you do not help us and do not keep us nothing, what will be our position? That is what you call is. That you call humility. That with all that you humble, oh Allah, I read namaz, but oh Allah, it's you. You allowed me to read namaz. Everything is you, reliance on Allah Ta'ala. My business is so good, oh Allah, you gave me. It's not I'm doing it. That humility must be there. Whatever good deed that you do, oh Allah, you made me do it, I did not do it. That humility that I did nothing. I did nothing. I am nothing. That must be at all the time. So when that iman was that, as he says, so that look at that iman that they had in them, that iman became so strong. But yet they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to say it did not must be. That they must, that iman will not leave us. Then Hazrat began to say, look how much the effort they made to bring up the perfect iman in us. Why aren't we bringing perfect iman in us? Man works so hard in this world to become a perfect businessman. He wants the best of everything. For this temporary world, he works so hard. You'll be surprised. He can sacrifice his sleep. He sacrificed everything. He can travel every part of the world. Everything is sacrificed. Everything is leisure and pleasure for just to be, to get the best of this world, to become perfect as well. My husband said, how it is sad that you're only working towards iman, not to perfect your iman. You have to perfect your iman. Perfect your iman is most important. Who don't want to go Jannat without reckoning? Everyone want to go, but that person who perfect his iman, he will go. Allahumma nasif. Work towards perfecting your iman. Work towards perfecting your iman, which is most important. He says, you know, when you're committing sin, Allah says, I'm feeling shame. When we're committing sin, Allah says, I'm feeling shame. How come that he got, my favor is so much on this person, I give him all kind of things, the best of this world. He didn't go against me. Oh, sharam. I'm giving the best of everything. I'm giving everything of the best. Your house the best. Your world is everything the best. Then you still go against me. I'm feeling shy. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm feeling shame. Like a father when he gives everything to the son the best. And then the father says, what did you do that I can't even walk in the street anymore? I can't walk in the street anymore. What's the youth? What you have done to me? I can look down and walk what you have done. I give you the best. I was so kind to you. I was so good to you. I was so sweet to you. And this is what you have done that I can't even walk. That's how, as we say, you must bring that quality that when you're walking, when you do something wrong, you must feel ashamed. You must feel ashamed now. You must feel ashamed. Why am I doing this? Allah is looking at me. Allah. I cannot do that. That quality must come to us. So this is what it is, that how Allah is so kind to us, how Allah is so generous to us, how Allah Ta'ala is favors so much to us, that you must feel shame. That why am I doing this thing? I'm back to the square one, the same thing, the cell phone too. When you're taking the phone, feel ashamed. How can I look at this? Allah is looking at me. And your heart, you must, once the thought comes, you know, be ashamed what you're doing. Or you look at another woman, whatever you're doing, feel ashamed that you're looking at me. So by you doing those kind of things, what happens to you? That quality comes into you in that kind that you keep away from the wrongs. But the most important thing is that when the reminders come, follow it. If you do not follow those things, remember, then it will not benefit you at all. Once you just say one of those things, then it carries on. A person come and tell, I'm committing sin all the time. Why make Toba? I'm making Toba, I'm still committing sin. So Islah is so important, the most important, the first step to Islah is what? Apne aap ko kam samjho. I am nothing. I am nothing. If someone have to tell, look my shoes, pick my shoes up. You must pick his shoes up. That's called nothing. But something has told me, I'll tell you this much, that you know what? My husband gave an incident. One big buzuk, he's walking in India. While he's walking, I forgot his name, from Kandla he was. While he's walking, another person carrying one very heavy, very parcel. So this buzuk told him, hey, that poor man, how we can carry this parcel? Let me go and carry it for him. Now he's carrying the thing now. Now while he's carrying, this person telling him, you know, there's a certain buzuk here. The same buzuk that is. Certain buzuk here, he's a very big buzuk. He said, who told you he's a big buzuk? He must be listening namaz on. He said, no, what are you talking like that? He's a big buzuk, but he's carrying his big parcel. He's cooking the kamal. That kamal, he's carrying it here. Then while he's walking, then one of that buzuk muris came, Hazrat, Hazrat. He said, who is this? The same buzuk you're talking about. He fell on his feet. He said, no, question it here. I did nothing. I did nothing. I did not lose anything. This is what is supposed to be. This is what's supposed to be. I am nothing. I am. Do not wait for anyone to praise you. Get hurt if someone praises you. Don't wait for praises. You get hurt when someone praises you. For that is not a praise. So the majlis today is on bringing ease into you. Bring that quality that I am nothing. Don't say anyone that I'm nothing. Don't tell your wife I'm nothing. Then she shows you you're really nothing. Just to tell you that in your heart of heart, I'm nothing. Which is between you and Allah Ta'ala. Between you and Allah. Then any kind of praise will not keep you happy. You only think to yourself, Ya Allah, my trust is on you. That's why they say, Tafweez is Allah's raq. Tafweez is the right of Allah. That whatever you do, but Tafweez Allah's right. And our right is what? Ijz. Ijz means you must have humility in you. That is our right, to be humble, a slave. Remain a slave, a true slave. That whatever he tells you to do, you just do it. He tells you, stop, stop. Walk, walk. Do this, that. That is called a slave, called is. Whatever food he gives you, you just eat it. Those qualities come into you, then you say, inshallah, what barakat takes place in it. But, till you go into the grave, you have to work towards this thing. You have to work towards. 50 years can go, you still have that thing, because the pride is something which is hidden in. Pride is something that is hidden in a person. When he comes to realize that he got pride, he has to work till continuously, right till go to the grave. You don't know when, you know, like they say, you know, the control of your nafs. Don't ever think that my nafs is controlled. Don't ever think that. The moment you think your nafs is controlled, you have to be on guard all the time, like, you know, a person got a horse, 50 years horse. Why he still hold the reins? You'll drop him down. So that's how 50 years you control that rehan nafs. Don't think that 1 minute he can leave you out. That's why Nabi Karim says, O Allah Ta'ala, do not hand me to my nafs for one blink of the eye. Do not hand me. You don't know when you just slip away. So do not have pride of your whatever. The pride you must not have. I did so much namaz. Do not have the pride, you know, I'm doing this. Have the fear that Allah can take it away from you. So may dua Allah Ta'ala hame is par amal kin tawfiq nasib wa akhir da'a alhamdulillah alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa aqibatu taqwa wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidina allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajinna min khizy ad-dunya wa adab al-qabr wa adab al-akhirah na'udhu billahi min jami'i fitani ma dhahara minha wa ma batan wa ma wafiqna ma tuhibbu wa tardha min qawli wal 'amal wa fi innaka 'ala kulli shay'in qadir صلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمته.